When you step inside the door of the Hepcat, the owners hope you'll be transported back in time. A chandelier hangs above the bar, and stained wood panels line the wall behind a stage. The term Hepcat comes from a 1939 glossary of slang from the Harlem jazz scene. It describes a guy who knows all of the answers and understands jive. The owners here are Jimmy Rollins and Dylan Fox. Rollins takes me upstairs to show me the mezzanine. He says they had to remove old wallpaper, then paint, stain wood, and put in an entire kitchen and bar.
Putting some bottles up on the shelves and getting kegs of beer in and cleaning all of our glassware. And, you know, I think, you know, it's just been a long story in itself, and I think we'll remember it a little bit better once we're open.
The idea for the Hepcat came about 2 years ago. Both Rollins and Fox had toyed around with the idea of opening up their own places, but Fox wanted to start sooner than Rollins. Rollins said he thought about moving to a new city.
I was like, okay, I could move and feel out a new city, maybe open a business, maybe find someone I want to work with, maybe hop around a little bit, but, you know, it's going to be hard to find another Dylan Fox.
They both love live music, especially jazz. They made sure there would be enough interest in musicians around town. Then they began the business plans.
That's one of the reasons why it's taken so long, is that, you know, we want to make sure that we are incredibly happy with this place before it opens, so everyone enjoys it.
Rachel Meyer from Springfield Area Chamber of Commerce said when a city has different types of entertainment venues, like the Hepcat, it adds to the quality of life. And that factor, in itself, can impact the local economy.
If we're able to demonstrate that we have a variety of amenities that are important to meet that quality of life expectation for a diverse group of people, it allows us as a community to broaden our approach in attracting talent to help fill the needs of employers in the community looking to create jobs.
The Hepcat is scheduled to join the nightlife scene later this summer. For KSMU News, I'm Bailey Vasali.